second half.
So you're gonna talk about that also?
Yeah, we can like touch a bit here and there.
Anything that you don't want us to talk about?
I don't know.
Any taboo topic?
Taboo topics, ah. I think not very not taboo already. Everything open already. To be very honest, everything is open already now. There's no more taboo to it, to be
true. Yeah, that's true, man.
Alright, so
record.
Yes, we are live.
With
in 3, 2, 1.
So hi, how are you, Tirana? The piranha? Well, I was just testing my mic.
I'm good, I'm good.
Do you have a nickname or not? Like something that rhymes like Tirana the Piranha.
My friends used to call me Pirate.
Because of your one eye.
Yeah, because of my one eye.
That's so they just call fucking me Pirate.
No, no, I mean it was cool. It was cool. Okay. Back then it was a cool thing.
Really?
Really?
Where do you grow up in?
I grew up in Jurong. Grew up in Jurong West. But okay. I moved around a lot. Moved around here and there.
Yeah.
Seen the whole of Singapore myself. Okay. So but definitely hometown is still Jurong, Jurong West.
But when people talk to you about your, let's say your eye, isn't that like a form of bullying back then in school?
I used to see it as a form of bullying. I used to see it. But I think after a while I got comfortable. How you say, like, I accepted that this is me. You know, if you like it, it seems interesting to you, by all means, you know, we could talk about it. Yeah, so I'm more of like that kind of guy now.
How do you actually get this? Okay, by the way, for the listeners, Tirana is blind in one eye. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or you can actually see partially from your
clear,
one
gone,
from one eye.
It's gone.
Is the left one or the right one?
Right eye.
What happened, man?
I was born with Coats disease. So okay. Apparently some congenital disease that, you know, touch wood, sure. Just sway, you get it. So doctor say you're just unlucky in that sense. So I'm like, okay.
So back to these friends or classmates that make fun of you, does it affect your mental state back then?
When I was younger, yes, definitely I would say that it affected a lot. Like I choose to be very reclusive, you know, I like to hide myself, I don't like to talk to people, don't like to mix around with people, you know, like, because I always like had the fear, like, you know, I'm just gonna be another topic of bully, you know, like you're confirm gonna disturb me one. So there was, as a start, that was how it is. So I always tried to like be in my own bubble, be in my own world. So I always draw. Back, that was in primary school, in class, even when the teachers teaching, talking to me or something, like just scribbling stuff, doodling.
So this drawing is like an outlet for you because of that bullying, or
kind
or you
of
already
like
have that talent back then? You're interested in
I was really interested. Definitely I was really interested. So it became more of an outlet as I grew up, you know. So, it's just like that because of that.
So does that lead you to gang activities or what?
I would say not the art itself, but or the bullying. It's more like the environment
you grew up in.
Yeah, I grew up in
which part of Taman Jurong? Not Taman Jurong. Jurong Extension, Jurong West Extension, or
Jurong West Extension, NTI area, Boon Lay.
Oh, those are the fucked up ones.
Yeah, those are fucked ups.
No offense to the people in Jurong, but
it's fucked up.
I think it's Yishun.
It's like Yishun, but the west side version.
Yeah. Still a ghetto.
Still a ghetto. Until today, it's still
Jurong,
is how it is.
Yeah.
Taman Jurong also, but Taman Jurong a bit more quiet now.
Oh, really?
It's a bit more quiet. Good.
Alright.
So, this talent that you have, this art, this drawing thing, back then, do you see yourself getting into this trade, this tattoo trade?
Honestly, I wasn't planning to go into tattooing. I grew up wanting to be a doctor.
Doctor?
We all have that ambition.
Mine is magistrate.
Oh.
Doctor, lawyer, magistrate.
So yeah, anyways.
So I was like, I actually wanted to be a doctor, but medically, I couldn't pass the medical board exam shit, so.
But were you doing well in school or what?
I was doing very well in school, actually.
Oh, shit, man.
I was an express student, O levels, you know, took pure science, triple pure science with AMAX kind of shit.
Wow.
Looks can be deceiving, motherfuckers.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, so. I would say, well studied. Okay. Yeah. So.
But you were not in the art stream.
No, I wasn't in the art stream.
Wait, how is that even possible, man? You like to draw, mm-hmm. and apparently that is like you, whatever that you want to do, and you don't do art at all.
Yeah, I wasn't practicing art like in school.
Yeah,
following the school regulations, you know, the school studies, and when I was just doing it on my own terms, I was just learning on my own way. I think because, to be honest, the teacher sucked.
Maybe after this podcast,
tell me about it, man.
Maybe after this podcast, you can draw me like a French model.
We don't want to see that, man. You can just. I'm going home.
Well, I'm sure you have seen a lot of things when you tattoo people, right?
Yep. You get used to it.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
I mean, Talib here already has some tattoos in between his butt cheeks. If you know.
How you know? How do you know?
He put powders basically every day.
Okay, so you never took art in school. And after school, you pursue this interest.
Yeah. So during my secondary, I was more into skateboards, BMX.
Mm-hmm.
So more into the extreme sports lah. So I mean, along that line, of course, you always at the skate park kind of thing. So you meet people, you meet artists. Actually, there are graffiti artists back then.
Mm-hmm.
Who always do that? Do always practice that lah at the skate park while we're doing our stuff lah. So yeah, I always lepak with them. Always mix around with them. So. Kaki lah, follow lah. You know, they started to spray here, spray there. I also started to join in lah.
Shouldn't say that because we are the police.
No, I mean, it's a skate park. So, skate parks are okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, that was how it was lah. So, I started like flourishing in that first. Then went into graphic designing. This was all I learned.
Graphic designing. You know what he does for a living? Man?
What?
He's a graphic designer.
I'm a burglar.
Like, he's a graphic designer for real, man.
Nice. Use illustrations and all that.
No, the thing is, there's a difference between a graphic designer and an artist.
But he says he's into graphic design.
Yeah, graphic design, there's a lot of branches.
So what kind of
a
graphic designer are you, man?
That's for me to know, for you to find out, Talib.
I really cannot be bothered after 30 years. I would have found out earlier, but this has been 30
years.
But
back then, I love to draw also.
Yeah.
But I think I lose the interest. Yeah. That's the thing.
It's a waste.
So with you, with the people at the skate park there that you interact with, it enhances your interest further into this trade.
It definitely enhanced like my artistry itself. Like, tattoo did not cross my mind at that point of time. So I was just spraying skateboards, you know, that kind of thing. Skate parks and all that. So that slowly evolved into like wanting to learn how to actually design the stuff that they do. Because in their way, that how they do it is because it's a big ass piece, you know, it's like a murals thing. So you actually have to actually lay out and plan the design first before you can actually do it on the damn mural.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I got into Photoshop. I got into illustrations.
Okay.
So slowly I learned, then started to do designs, started to do graphics. Then that evolved into doing t-shirts. Yeah, so after my secondary school, started a brand.
What's the brand name?
That's not a bad idea, you know. I've always wanted to start an apparel brand.
Yeah, so we did that. Back then it was hype. Everybody was doing it, like local, you know, streetwear brand kind of thing. So
what was your brand?
Deja Vu Clothings.
Okay.
Yeah. And you design all the
Yeah, so
the clothes,
we started with like one or two products, designed myself. Then slowly we started to, pull in artists. Like I know good artists that were out there. So like you draw for me, I'm going to print it out and we sell it off.
So it's more like a collaboration.
It's more like a collab piece. So that was the direction that I was going for, like to create the art. So we did that for a while. I think was a good few years.
Mm.
Slowly.
How did that sell off?
Good enough lah. I would say good enough.
So why do you stop?
NS. NS bugged me out.
Must be NS.
Yeah.
Always.
Unless you're Joseph Schooling.
Yeah, that one different. That one.
Really? We gotta go there.
I mean, there's a few examples I can quote, but I will stop at Joseph Schooling.
Yeah. Were you in the army or what?
I was in the army, okay. So... Yeah, no, didn't have any time to actually run the whole thing anymore.
Yeah.
So we decided to just like go see it.
We should do something about it, man.
Hopefully one day.
Yeah.
Maybe get back my old team and then we're gonna try something new, maybe. But yeah, that's the idea already left out. So while I was going through that branding itself, I picked up tattooing. That was like on the go lah. So one of the guys that I signed under the brand, right, there's an artist, he's a tattoo artist. So he designed for us. Then I started to like, you know, really click with him, you know, chill. The guy named Luffy. So we chilled and yeah, so went down to his shop, gave me a tattoo machine, say, you know, give it a try. So I've been trying ever since.
So I see you are fully covered in tattoos.
Mm-hmm. No, not fully yet. Not fully yet.
Okay. Partially covered in tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first tattoo?
I had a faith piece on the wrist.
A what piece?
Faith.
Oh, okay.
Wording, yeah, just wording faith. So I got that when I was 15. I think I was 15.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And you were in school?
Yeah, yeah. When I was in secondary school.
What did your parents say about this, man?
What did your teachers say about it?
No, you can still hide that with a watch.
Yeah, school was okay.
That's what you did, right?
Yeah, that was what
you
I did.
The watch, yeah. But parents,
well, parents,
you can't go around with a watch at home. It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, so parents' one was bad. I think the response was really bad. Coming from like my family background, I'm a Malay Muslim guy.
So that's why I asked. You
the
see.
Noise was like next level.
But is it true that, I mean, I heard people say that once you start having a tattoo, you can't stop?
I would say true. It's kind of
true,
like I don't know. It's like an addictive kind of pain. It's painful, but you like it.
Then Talib, why you stop with your butt cheeks?
It hurts. And some nights it hurts bad. How's that? Do you want the answer?
Yeah.
No, wait. What I was going to ask you is this.
Mm.
I was talking to Ashraf just now, and he was saying that people normally start tattoos on. What do you call that? Pig skin.
Yeah,
pig
yeah.
skin. Is that true?
Yeah, that is actually true.
Is it because pig skin is more related to human skin?
Yeah, it's actually because it's proper skin and it feels the same.
Mm-hmm.
It feels the same, but it smells freaking bad.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah, we used that.
Okay.
When I had my apprenticeship, we actually had to try that out.
Yeah,
it's part of the learning process, lah. So yeah, that shit smells so bad. I'm not gonna touch.
So
that
tell
again.
Me your experience the first time you touch a dead. Skin, dead skin mask. Okay, then pig skin.
I don't know. It feels like it's skin, you know. Like I don't know how to explain it. It's just like it smells bad, so you can't really focus on what you're trying to do.
And what do you drew on that skin?
If you remember, I really forget already.
Basically, just tracing and things like that, right?
Just the whole stenciling, just trying out line.
Oh, that's what it's called, stenciling. Eh?
Yeah, stenciling. Yeah,
I thought it was tracing, man.
So
tracing you would do at class, yeah.
Yeah, so when we were learning, I mean, we tried a lot of things. So back then, we didn't have the synthetic skin now that now most people use.
Oh,
yeah. So now we actually have this like synthetic. I don't know what the fuck material it is.
Hey, but how do you get that pig skin? You have to buy it, lah.
You have to buy it, Yeah, wow. Buy it from like the butcher. Last time, you know, like Pasar always had these butchers, right?
Yeah.
So you actually get from them.
They know what you are gonna do with it,
No.
But is there a certain part of the pig skin that is better than the other part to do tattooing?
Nope. Overall it's the same. Yeah, overall it's the same. I don't remember the difference if there was any.
And how was that going through that phase and you actually putting it on a person? How that must have felt like really what kind of a nervous wreck kind of and your hands probably is trembling and things like that.
Yes. The first tattoo definitely was scary. But I did practice before that. So
on yourself.
Before I had the apprenticeship, I was really trying to tattoo at home.
Like on whom?
Home base shit. So I did like on my friends, on the skate park buddies, that kind of thing. So just fun, try, you know.
So they had a guinea pigs.
Something like that, that's the word.
How did that work out, man?
Huh?
How did that work out?
It was bad, bro.
Really? Yeah? Oh, shit.
Yeah. It turned out bad, but I think it's learning lessons, learning steps.
Did they still haunt you till date, or they covered that shit up?
One or two still haunts me till today. One or two.
Did they pay you, or it was more like a free kind of thing for you to test?
They did
on
pay
them?
Me.
But they pay you.
They did pay me
to be experimented upon.
Yeah, and it fucked up. So that's how I, that's why it haunts me.
But you can always give them that cover up now, right? Like,
I would say I know one or two that is impossible to cover up.
That oh, bad, huh?
Yeah, it's that bad.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like lasering would be an option, but that's gonna take a while.
How does this lasering work? Does it like totally makes your tattoo disappear or
it leaves a scar, right?
No, no, actually it doesn't. If you do it right, it doesn't leave a scar. So the laser, what it does is that it actually breaks the ink pigments down into smaller particles that your body is able to absorb in. So that is actually what's the purpose of the laser.
How expensive is that?
Laser machine range, I've seen few thousands to maybe
no,
five
no, digits. I mean, but like if you to, go somewhere to have it removed, how much would it cost?
Oh, sessions wise, see, depends on the tattoo that you have. But
the size of the tattoo also.
Yeah, clinics or hospitals definitely charge.
Okay, let's say I have a whole arm full of tattoo and I want to get rid of that.
You cannot get rid of the whole thing in one shot, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay.
So they will do like part by part first. Wow, last I heard, skin center charge how much? 500-600-700
Oh, Talib, that means that tattoo in between your butt cheeks is gonna hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Can get still it removed. Go. It can still go, yeah. That's why I'm asking, by the way.
Yeah. Is that expensive, lah?
Yeah. But it's always worth the pain, I guess. And the monetary that comes out of my pocket, you see.
Okay, I wanna ask you one thing. Why do you go into this trade?
Why?
Not just because, I mean, you can draw well or whatever, but I mean, there's other avenue. You can be an artist, you can paint, you can this, but why tattooing?
I feel like it was a taboo thing. So I'm the type of guy that likes to go against the grain, just a little.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think there was that mystique or that feel of like, you know, this is interesting, nobody's done this well, you know, like nobody's done this right, why don't I give it a try? So that piqued the interest a lot.
But how was it received by your family?
Definitely it was received very bad.
How do you even tell your parents that you were going to this?
I went straight up and just told them like I want to work as a tattoo artist. I remember there was this one day like I did sit down on the table and just like tell them like I want to work as this, you know, so I'm gonna give it a try. So the response was really bad lah. I will be honest with you, response was very bad. I've been out of the house 10 years.
Wait, you still not gone back?
Now I've gone back, but my parents are not there anymore, so yeah. 10 years been out of the house. That's why I say I move around a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So
That's where the moving around comes in.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I'm in the middle of, should I go on or should I just should I press on?
You know the thing about 1 mic stand is you always press on, Caleb.
So what happened to your parents, man?
Now it's fine. I mean, my dad was in prison since I was 16.
Okay.
Since I was 16 for drugs. Till today, he's still inside.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time. We've been in and out, out for like a few months. Okay. Then back in. So wasn't really there lah. So yeah. I'm cool with it. Mom was her mom remarried. Recently, I think just early this year. So he moved out. Then I had to take care of the house lah. Until my dad comes out and then they can do the, you know, the sell off the house, the divorce thing. I don't know. That kind of paperwork. So yeah.
And you have siblings, I guess.
Yeah, I have siblings. I have 3 siblings. But I mean, they all grown up enough. You know, like they can take care of themselves.
So do they like also like to draw like an artist like you?
My youngest sister actually likes to draw a lot. She paints. Now she's taking her O-levels and stuff like that. So yeah, it's good. I mean, there's the artistry there lah.
Can anybody that can draw become a tattoo artist?
No.
Or it's two separate different kind of trade?
It's two separate discipline. It's very different because it's of a different medium and a different tool.
Okay.
How about if you are an abstract tattoo artist? Which doesn't make sense at all.
I think think that one anybody can do it.
That's the thing. That's the question. Is it? That's the answer.
So you're saying it's two different things. So let's say I'm a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can
what
draw
kind?
Here and there.
Did you say that's plenty?
Visual communications.
All right. Now you got that part clear.
Okay.
So I can't do it. I mean, let's say if I have the interest, but let's say I learn the trade and, you know, pick up a few skills here, it's still going to be difficult.
Definitely, you can still learn. I mean, it's just the sense of using the tool, how to learn to use the tool, and, you know, you got to learn people's skin, you got to understand why this area harder, why this area more pain and all that
stuff. Okay, which area is more pain than the other?
Yeah. Let me guess.
The elbow?
Let me guess.
Oh, okay, guess, please, carry on.
The armpit.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah, that's one. I would say that as
do
one.
You know that tattoos the armpit?
I know people that tattoo their armpits.
Okay, why is it painful?
Maybe you want to explain, Tirana?
Because
no, why do you think it's painful? I'm asking you the question,
I think,
man.
There's more nerves there, Talib. More nerves.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, okay, yeah. Smart man. Smart guy, you know. I have no fucking clue, honestly. Okay. I thought that it's an elbow.
No, it's not. Not exactly. I mean, elbow is painful, but it depends on what kind of pain you're going for. But definitely, armpits, freaking painful.
What are the areas?
Ribs. Basically, my rule of thumb is that anywhere that's ticklish is going to hurt a lot more. That's the rule of thumb.
Interesting,
yeah. Because you got more nerves, you can sense more at that area, so it's going to hurt a lot more.
Can someone be on... be tattooed upon while sleeping?
Can.
I'm sure you're going to wake up from
that.
Yeah,
you right? probably wake up, but I've tattooed a few that actually slept through the whole thing.
Have you tattooed anyone who fainted while they are being tattooed?
Yes, I have.
Oh, tell me about
quite
that.
A number.
Oh, really? Yeah? Oh, that's a common thing.
Yeah, it's a common thing, actually. Usually it's first timers. I will honestly say it's usually first timers. So, like, they don't know what to expect. They're anxious, you know, they're scared. And then, like, when the pain really hits you, right, your body just like shocks. So then they tend to faint.
Anybody like gung-ho, you know, coming to your shop on a tattoo and then suddenly when you sit down and want to start, they just back out after that.
I had one client just did that. I had one.
You gotta fucking name drop every motherfucker that goes to your shop.
I had one lady. I mean, I won't say gung-ho lah. Maybe she was expecting a lot for a first timer. I was doing a whole big spine piece and stuff like that. Was very, very
first timer at the spine.
First timer at the spine. Oh. So I'm like, okay, maybe you know, like I understand that because for me, I know that ladies can take the pain a lot better than guys.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I can understand why, because they give birth.
They just
and we just go to the toilet and take a shit. That's the difference.
They just really can take pain. So maybe for her first timer, I'm guessing maybe she could lah. And then was like going through the whole process, designing it. A bit nitpicky, but I'm cool. You know. Then when it came down to doing it, first line I would say first line, and she just danced like a fucking worm.
And she was thinking of getting a spine piece.
Yeah, she was wanting to plan. We already stenciled it out. We already pasted it out, everything.
Oh,
so
damn.
Just the first one, and she was like dancing, and I'm like, oh shit, man, this is gonna be hard.
So she decided not to do it at all.
We did one flower. We did one flower.
What the
And yeah, you know, and then just like I told her, just like, you know, maybe we'll do progressively instead. I think that's the safest lah. So I won't fuck up your tattoo. And you don't suffer so much.
Wait, does that flower still remain?
I mean, I already tattooed that flower.
No, I mean, like, it's still there now, or are you progressing with it? She didn't come back?
She just came like last 2 weeks. Yeah, okay. So still waiting for the next round.
Oh, that was recent.
Yeah, recent.
Oh, that flower. okay. Yeah. So much for the spine piece, man. Yeah.
And I know I've heard you talk about these, but I think I just want to hear it again. What's the weirdest place that you have tattooed?
Dick tattoos, ass tattoos.
Sounds like Talib ass tattoo. Okay, but anyway, I want to hear about a dick tattoo.
Cheap shot, huh?
Dick tattoo, yeah. So, I tattooed this one guy, so he wanted to do some words.
Wait, but you knew beforehand that he's going to tattoo there?
Yeah, I knew beforehand that he wants to do there. first,
obviously you knew that guy, right? I mean, I knew this one guy. It has to be a guy, right?
Yeah, it is a guy. Yeah. So I know the guy. I do
unless
know the guy.
If it's a trainee that comes into your shop and says, "I want to have a dick tattoo." That will be freaking awkward, man.
Okay, so you knew him, and what happened then?
So I knew the guy. So like, we were trying to plan the design. So I'm like, because it's my first time doing it. I've never done this. Who does this?
Okay.
So we tried to execute it. It was a bit challenging, like, to be honest. Was a bit scared also, because I did my own research. So like, you know, doing too much or hitting the wrong nerve is gonna cause dysfunction, erectile dysfunction. So was very nerve-wracking lah. But we managed to pull through. So
I'm not done, okay?
I know what you're gonna ask.
What?
Because I'm gonna ask that same question too. I just know what you're gonna ask. But never mind, I'll let you ask this question.
I'll let you ask, See whether it's the same or not.
It is the same, Ashraf.
You can just say it.
Erected or not?
No, that's not the question. No. Okay, you answer that first.
Erected or not, to paste the stencil, right? Yes, it has to be erected. You get what I mean?
Oh man, that's such a hard process, man.
So when you do the stencil, when you paste it down and all that, it has to stay erected for until it dries up at least lah, which is the fucking challenge lah.
But when you tattoo, it also has to stand up.
No.
For Singapore.
That's why I said
it doesn't have to stand up.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't have to stand
when
up.
When tattoo?
Yeah.
That's the question, Ashraf.
No, you say it's when. This is a different form question I'm asking.
Oh, this is
while he's tattooing. Yours is stencil. Now it's while he's tattooing.
There is no one other than Peter North.
You never know, sir.
Who can?
He might have taken
go
something
through that
before
entire motion.
No, you high chance you wouldn't be able to stand while the tattooing itself.
Because of the pain, right?
Yeah, because of the pain.
Okay. So my question, which you got it wrong, was which part of his dick did he tattoo? Was it the skin or was it the tip?
Skin.
Or where?
The side wall.
Okay.
We really want to get into this dick detail with three guys in a podcast.
Wait, so it's called a side wall. I never knew that. Side wall.
I don't know. I call it a side wall.
I've never heard of this before.
I call it a side piece, you know? Yeah.
Okay, so let's get over this dick. So what's the other weird place that you have tattooed?
I won't say weird, maybe a bit common, but maybe ass tattoos.
Oh yeah, you did, okay.
So then
in between the butt cheeks, like Talib, or just a cheek?
You just repeated this joke three times.
No.
It's the max, strike three.
No butt cheeks. Like no anus level yet.
It's a normal that one, I guess. The woman type.
Yeah, mostly ladies will go for the ass tattoos. But I did have one or two guys. Did have one or two guys.
Interesting guys.
Very, very interesting people. But I think butt tattoos are more common lah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nowadays.
But what's the weirdest tattoo you have ever tattooed?
In terms of what design?
Yes.
Wow. In terms of design lah. Don't know leh. I've done everything. I don't know.
Have you seen that? You know that 15 to 21-3 thingy. Yes, it's like a ribbon, the black one. Have you seen that?
Okay.
Have you seen that one, Sean?
The black one, the black ribbon.
Yeah, the one that people put on cars and all that.
And then there's a face in the center or something.
Yeah, that one. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You catch on fast, man. I like that. But have you done that?
No, I have not tattooed that design yet.
I'm surprised. It's like a fan club, is it?
But I did see, I know like one or two of the other artists that actually tattooed that design before. So
I guess there's a few fanatics out there, I guess.
Yeah, part of the cult.
There are a few fans.
Yeah. Wow. I was intrigued by this, man. I see it on cars all the time, decals. Mm-hmm. But I don't expect a tattoo of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe easier balloting, I guess. No, you guys can just laugh, it's okay.
Okay, let's get serious,
Okay. Let's not joke around now. Your eye.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Since you are in this trade, I mean, when people go into your shop or doesn't know you and look at you, and does anybody like back out and say, can you really tattoo, you know, based on your disability, I should say.
one mic stand. Stand.
Back then I did. Back then it was like that lah. Maybe my first year I would say I went through that. But as I started growing my portfolio, I think nowadays people don't really question my ability anymore. Which is good lah. I mean, I passed that phase already lah.
But back then, were you like disheartened? Like, you know, you have the skill, but you just can't show it because they never gave you a chance to,
yeah,
to do,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a bit disheartened lah. Definitely disheartened, but still push. That's why I had like had to make friends, you know, had to be nice to people, you know, so that they can trust me more, you know. Yeah, let me do their skin because it's something that's permanent. It's important, you know, like this thing is priceless.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So slowly, yeah, slowly there was a rough first year lah, I would say.
But you see, that's the thing about you. You never let your disability get into the way of what you want to do and achieve.
Yeah. It's just a, I don't know, just habit lah for me.
I mean, Talib has...
Rabbi? No, it's fine. This one I got to hear, man.
Nah, I'll pass today. Maybe for the next podcast.
Okay, that's fair enough. And you said that you're going to lose your sight.
Yeah, of course, of course. This has already diminished long ago.
Okay, that's fine.
So the doctors told me that there's a chance that this is going to start soon. So recently I went for a few checkups. So yeah, lah, there's a few notes. Lah, they're saying like there's some stuff starting to happen. Lah.
Wait, you said that people actually make fun of you in school for your eyes and things like that. How do they know that you can't see, man? I look at you as...
It looks normal now.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It looks normal now. Back then, my eye was like out as hell.
Oh, you mean like it... what's like, that word? Oh,
the
like,
pupil.
The kero.
Yeah, the kero, yeah.
For those who don't know the word kero, you can fucking ask your Malay friends. Because I don't know. What is that? Slanted, I think?
Yeah, slanted. Yeah, slanted eye. So,
but how do you position that back? To?
I went for surgery.
Oh
yeah, I went for surgery to just
normalize it.
Just to make it look straight, like, just they just shifted the eye forward lah.
Oh, you can do that. I didn't know.
Yeah. Because apparently like because you don't have vision, so your eye tends to wander easier, because your muscle hasn't learned anything. So that's why.
So you said that you're gonna lose that gradually, is it?
Yeah, gradually.
I mean like you can actually
Do you notice right now like that there's some difference between back then and now you're losing a bit of sight?
I had I won't say anything severe lah, but signs lah. Because if you ever notice, like if you had sparkles in your eyes before,
no,
never had before. Okay, so that happens to me sparkles, sometimes, occasionally lah. Recent lah, that's like very starry feel at the back, like at the eye lah. Don't know how it is, but apparently there's signs of like leakage or stuff like that. So that's what the doctors told me lah.
They can't do anything about it.
Can definitely. I mean, it's not like a severe thing yet. So they're monitoring me for now.
So you know, because I had my degree for my spectacles was quite bad when I was in school. It's like 600 for each side, around there. But then, as I made probably about 10 years ago, I did LASIK.
Okay.
And it worked wonders, you see. But it's just that obviously when you age, you tend to have a deteriorating eyesight.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Pretty normal. I can do a correction if I want to, but my degree is very minimal. I think if it goes out for you, you can actually do something like that, right?
Yeah, I can definitely do something like that. But for now, it's just they're just monitoring lah.
Oh, okay.
Until it's really, really going to be like that, I confirm. Then they will do something. I would definitely have to do something.
How common is this Coats disease that you're mentioning?
Apparently, quite rare, but actually quite common to me lah. I mean, I've met one or two people that I know of having this. But it's also I won't say exactly like mine. They have a different type of version of it, like a retinal blastoma, stuff like that lah. So there's many different versions of it lah. So I met like one of my schoolmates in secondary school, one of a lady girl, same condition, way worse. She had no eye in this eye, so her whole eyelids was just closed all the way. So it was something like that. That was one. NS, I had one more guy. I think his was blastoma, I think. His whole eye was white, like the lens, the iris itself was just like gone lah, like coming out already. So yeah, I met a few people like that lah.
But is this genetic? Let's say you have kids in the future, are they gonna have it?
Yeah, doctors told me that it's not genetic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just unlucky.
Yeah,
it's just unlucky. So okay lah, I mean it happens lah, but very rare.
So back to your tattoo, this tattooing trade. Mm-hmm. How long have you had your studio?
The current one I'm working at, we do it 1 year plus in already.
This is your own studio.
This is me and my friend. So we had a collaboration, like a partnership. Mm. So my friend does motorbikes. He does Harley Davidson bikes. So COVID happened. So COVID happened. I decided to, you know, let go of my old place. I was in Bugis.
Okay.
So just pondering, and then decided to just join up with him. I just create like a lifestyle kind of concept. So we started Bubblehead Tattoos lah, which is part of Bubblehead Motor Parts as well. So it became like a whole company. So he does bikes, I do tattoos. It's a whole lifestyle.
Just like a concept, like how?
It's like a custom culture concept.
Yeah. There was once this shop in I think Haji Lane or Bali Lane, Hounds.
Hounds of Baskervilles. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
They came back.
Yeah, they came back. They started again. They?
Yeah.
I thought they have this haircut thingy and then after that tattoo thingy.
Yeah, right? They have back then, and then they closed down, and then I think now they came back again.
Same place.
I can't remember.
Same venue. Firoz did the same thing. Yeah, but I think a lot more refined.
But back then, if I remember, the most popular tattoo place is Johnny Two Thumbs.
Johnny Two Thumb.
Yeah. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Have you heard of Nisun Camp?
Nisun, yeah, that one I know.
Yeah.
I know which one you're talking about. That one for sure people know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are there any prominent tattoo artists that's, you know, well regarded or well known outside Singapore, outside this, you know?
Wow, that's quite a number. Honestly, there's quite a lot. Our local scene is quite well known, quite international as well. I mean, definitely, there's one guy, Elvin Tattoo. So he's an artist, tattoo artist. He does. He's now, I think, sponsored by Salon or stuff like that. So yeah, there's a lot. Cannot name it. There's too many.
And there's also like conventions and kind of, you know, these kind of things. Do you participate in those kind of?
Definitely, I would want to participate. So I only wanted to do the competition stuff when I started this studio. But when I started this studio, it was really COVID. So then there was no way.
It's just a bad time to start, huh?
Yeah, it's just a bad time to start, but okay, like,
but how's business?
Good. It's been good.
Yeah.
But it does affect you in a lot of ways with all the lockdowns and everything.
Yeah, it does affect lah, definitely. But
can you tattoo with 1 meter that social distancing?
No, I mean like cannot lah.
You are still skin to skin contact, right? Even though it's 1 meter.
Yeah.
That's a stupid question, by the way. It was meant to sound stupid.
I'm not gonna comment on that.
But yeah, sorry, you were gonna say something.
Tattoo itself is a taboo thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even now, I think. I mean, what does, you know, society always thinks that, you know, people having a tattoo is a gangster or doesn't do well in studies or, you know, blah, blah. What is your comment on this?
I think that's more of like the old way of thinking. The old generations would see it that way, which I don't blame them. It's normal. But as now as the generation changes, it's a lot better lah. I would say, like, I've done doctors, I've done lawyers with tattoos, you know, so it's changing, you know, the whole society itself is changing. So hopefully one day it becomes more open, it's more accepted lah.
Because even in like Facebook, I see a lot of people posting, like, you know, when they take trains and those officer, what do you call them, those Transcom officers, Transcom. They will always target those with
who's Transcom
tattoo.
Oh, the one that checks.
Yeah, check your bags and everything. Oh, okay. They always target, you know, people with tattoos and whatever. You know, it's like discrimination, I guess. I mean, I don't know how true is that.
Yeah, that does happen.
I don't know whether it's true or not. I mean, I'm
do
not
you get checked, Ashraf?
No, I don't. Even though I look like a terrorist, but I don't.
That means the allegations are false. Because if anyone in this room were to be checked,
it's me.
Yep, that's right. And anyway, speaking of face, right? Has anyone ever tattooed their face and then regret it after that?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. That's just terrible, sir.
But more of like the older ones. I would say the older people.
Why do they want to tattoo their face in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe they were young. They were hype about it, you know?
No, I mean like they go to your shop. Say, I'm going to... they go to your studio. Mm-hmm. Say, I want to tattoo my face. And then once it's done, and they look in the mirror and they say, man, I really don't want to do this?
Oh no, there has never been such a moment, not yet. Okay. I hope not.
Even if they do, I believe that they would just go home and cry about it. Not in front of you, right? I mean, you just did a job. Really, right? Mike Tyson has got the baddest face tattoo around, man.
Yes, yeah, the tribal on the face. Yeah,
and, yep. And a lot of people actually does that after what he did.
Yep. There are, but I've removed quite a few face tattoos even until today. So I think last week I had one. Yeah, I think more of like it's just regret. Some of them just, I mean, it's a shitty tattoo anyway, so yeah. For them to remove it, I understand.
What do you mean by remove it? You have the laser thing?
Yeah,
you
have to.
Oh, you have that?
I do laser.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Okay.
Your chance to remove it, Talib.
Let's just get a tattoo after this, Ashraf. And remove it 1 week later. How's that?
Is there any gang members that come into your place and wants to have to have themselves tattooed by you?
Have.
But how do you know they're the gang members?
We know lah. Yep. We know. I mean, we're in that line, you know, in that line of work where it's a grey area lah. I would say it's a grey area kind of line of work. So when I was apprenticeship also, rough mall was very violent mall. Fights every day, drunk people every day, that kind of thing. So yeah lah, I mean, we get used to it.
But you get authorities always coming down to your place for checks and everything?
Unless they did something severe lah. There was once lah. There was once. So that happened once. But other than that, never happened again lah.
Interesting. What do you mean by severe? Fuck the police, you right?
No, I mean they didn't find the guy for the tattoo. You know, it's like they're more like they are already finding the guy. Like this guy wanted
or
something.
I see. Okay.
And then he was having a tattoo at my place, something like that.
Well, he had time, huh?
Yeah, so
you gotta give it to him, man.
He had time. He had money.
Being a deserter and things like that, yeah. Wanted by the police, still have time for tattoo.
Anybody ever mistaken your place for a massage parlor?
No.
You know, with the bed, you know, everything down there, you know, somebody might have mistaken.
Yeah.
Nah, really? That's all.
I know, I'm just throwing it out there. So.
Oh, okay. Remember our old studio that we can see that guy tattooing always on the second floor or something like that?
Like Golden Mile Complex. Mm. Yeah.
There's always this guy and he's always working on something.
Golden Mile.
You know anyone there?
Yeah, I know a few.
Oh, okay.
Golden Mile Complex, Golden Mile Tower, there's so many.
Probably, yeah.
So I'm sure you know a lot of tattoo artists since the community is quite small, I guess. And you guys, like, you know, meet up?
Occasionally. That's why we usually have the conventions. You know, get to meet up, get to lepak. But, yeah, I mean, like, we still, we make friends, like, in the industry. Definitely are better friends than enemies, you know.
What's the most common tattoo these days? What's in trend?
What's in trend? Minimalism.
What's the trend for 2021?
What's minimalism?
Like
simple tattoos.
Simple tattoos, yeah. Basic tattoos.
What, I mean, like a stick figure or what?
No, like
hangman.
Tic tac toe. What the fuck? Man? How would I know what's minimal?
It's like maybe just a small triangle.
Oh.
Yeah. Some stuff like that, like, it's called minimalism. Apparently it's a style.
But as a tattoo artist yourself, I'm sure there's other tattoo artists that have their own unique style that, you know. Do you have your own unique style, or you just tattoo anything that comes in?
I do have a few niche like I liked, but until today I'm still doing everything. Like I don't want to, like, first of all, definitely don't want to lose my customers. You know, like, my customers got a lot of ideas, some weird ones also. So like I'll just do whatever the hell they want to do. You know?
So you don't reject any design, any ideas? You don't reject?
I don't really reject. Yeah, so everything we do, but of course lah, definitely having your own niche will be best lah. So now I'm more
like
focused
your own style.
My own style. So now I'm more focused into more black and grey realism, slowly going into colour realism as well. Yeah, so that's a learning process right now lah.
Ashraf, if you were to have a tattoo right now,
shit, I knew this was coming.
It's quite an interesting question.
I can't because I'm hairy. Yeah, I'm going to ask you. Can a hairy person have a tattoo?
Of course they can.
I know, like, I mean, they have to shave. But let's say I don't want to shave my bulu.
Will be hard. Will be hard. Yeah. You need to shave. Because if not, the hairs will get stuck into the needle.
But okay, let's say now my whole arm is hairy and got a lot of bulu.
Okay.
And then I just want a small area.
We are getting somewhere here, by the way.
And then I just want a small area to have a tattoo. But then it looks weird, right? One small area got no hair.
You can just make a tattoo of a dot, on your arm. Like, you know, last time all those old aunties, they tattoo their eyebrow. And
Put a dot. You ever tattoo eyebrow or not?
No,
aunties,
No, I have not done that.
Can you make good money, no?
Yeah, just make sure that it goes straight, lah.
Make sure it looks straight, though.
Natra, what would your tattoo be?
I don't know, Dalek. I never thought of it.
Well, think.
What would you want to have?
I've thought about it while he's talking just now.
Kanina.
Sargon of Akkad.
What's that? Not the ribbon thing.
Google it. No, not that one.
Okay.
That's too popular for me. I'm not a populist.
We got no time to Google. I just say it out.
No, how can I? It's Sargon of Akkad. Just freaking Google it later or something.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
It's the king of Arcadia. Arcadia, yeah. That Gilgamesh thingy.
Oh, Gilgamesh. Yeah.
Oh, do you have one of those?
No, I read about this. Yeah.
So, Gilgamesh. Man.
He's gonna take another hour.
Just when we were about to end the podcast.
The amazing treasure hunter.
The epic of Gilgamesh. Yeah.
Collector of treasures.
The Anunnaki. Do you believe in UFO? Since we are at this topic.
This is going to take another hour, by the way. If you talk about Anunnaki or Gilgamesh or this
Marduk.
Arcadia or what else is there? Babylon eventually.
The Sumerians.
Yeah, the Sumerians, yes. So we better not get there. But I'm going to get Sargon of Akkad. Man, that's...
Why that name?
Why don't you just Google it and then you understand why? His face is there. He's got a nice face, though. I mean, he's got one eye that is...
You mean my face is not good enough to be tattooed?
Well, that is for my butt cheek. I'm not saying that I'm not going to get your face, but there has to be a position. So, but anyways, Sargon has got a nice looking, like, how do you say, man? This symbol is epic. Yeah.
And I guess if I were to have a tattoo, maybe a circle with a lightning in the center.
You mean like the flash or?
The flush.
I get you.
So what will be your next tattoo?
I'm actually working on my left arm right now. So I gave my friend Ming, he's trying to cover it up.
What's that, man? Is it dragon or what?
I just got this. Slowly it's healing up. So yeah, it's going to take some time.
Have you ever tattooed your own self?
I have, yeah. So this piece on the forearm is done by myself.
What's that? Looks like an eye.
It's an eye on a North Star kind of thing. A bit Illuminati, but yeah.
Okay, wait, you got to tell us why you do that.
I liked it. I liked it.
There's no symbolism to anything.
There is, like, always look towards the North Star, something like that. To always look forward, lah.
So okay. Let's say, I mean, you can see, like, me and Talib are quite dark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
What do you mean by quite? I'm burnt, man.
So what kind of tattoo, if let's say we want to have, what kind of advice would you have for the dark-skinned person?
Stick to black and grey.
Is there a white tattoo or not?
There is white tattoos, but...
it will look like...
It doesn't really look well enough as it's, as the years go by, you know, it won't really look that good.
Okay, here's the thing. I've got friends, right, who has tattoos of pieces of designs, like single pieces.
Okay.
And then I know people who's got something like yours, that whole sleeve thingy and whereas everything is covered up. What's with that piece by piece? And it's like, you know
nice.
What I'm talking
it's
about?
Nice,
like Henry Rollins tattoo.
Separate pieces.
I think that's more of the traditional style of a sleeve. So they always like to do like a sticker book kind of concept.
Yeah.
So that's old school. That's the old school style.
Do people still do that? Or
they are
more into the finer inks and things like that?
It's still hot, yeah. Traditional does not go out of style until today.
How long can one person sit in one sitting to do tattoo?
Longest I've done, 15 hours.
In one sitting?
In one sitting.
How long did Timmy Comerford sat in that sitting to have his tattoo done? Do you know who's Timmy Comerford?
No.
Rage Against the Machine, the Basis.
Oh shit, yeah. I don't listen to them. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
man.
You don't, Maybe you should, after the podcast, you should Google, okay, man. And then after you see how he's,
it's like
nicely
whole thing
covered up.
Blank.
Yeah. From literally his shoulder, all the way down to his calves.
Ooh, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
It's all, yeah, basically no design. It's, I mean, there is a design, but it's one freaking chunk of color. That's it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. I gotta see this guy.
That's extreme pain, man. I think. How long did he sit through this?
I'm sure there's sessions, lah, and it's not just one sitting.
Yeah, usually people do by sessions, lah.
15 hours. What the hell did that guy do?
We had a wrap, forearm wrap. So we did in one sitting. He was able to take the whole thing. So about 14 hours. Yeah. Inclusive of the breaks, lah. But it's okay.
So first you do the outline, and then the coloring.
The stenciling itself took a while, lah. The stenciling itself, I think, took about an hour, just to lay out the design of everything on the arm, because it was a cover up. So had to plan the cover up, and at the same time was a forearm wrap. So that, and then the outline. So we had to lay out down the outlines, then shade it in everything.
Okay, you have to answer this honestly. Even now when you're tattooing, have you ever like done a mistake while tattooing, and then you like, shit, I need to cover this up?
Yes.
But the client doesn't know.
Yes. Yes. That has happened many times.
Really, yeah?
Many but times. It still turns out good.
It turns out good. It's
but you like kanchong, like, shit.
No, I think he's quite used to it by now. Right?
Yeah,
he's done this mistake countless times.
But I feel like one, like, you know, like once, fuck, I think I just leave it be. Leave my mark there.
Imagine if there's that spot whereas you know that there's shit there, and he doesn't. They just, let me see your tattoo, how it goes about now. After 3 months, fucking hell, I'm still there, man. But I'm not gonna tell this fucker.
Shit, yeah, that has happened many times.
Okay, at least you're honest. Yeah.
I give you that, I give you credit for that. So we go to that part whereas, okay, this is the thing, and I think not every listener could rationalize with this, but the Muslim community, and you are Muslim, of course, and I mean, they look at it as, man, you got no other job or what, right? I'm sure you get that, and why you do this? I mean, this is like, no,
the word to use is haram,
or sinful or things like that. And how do you, like, you know,
how do you react to that? How do you answer that?
For me, it's just like, this is what I want. This is my life. You know, so I'll choose how to live it, I'll choose how to die also. Now I want to die, like, in a way, like, I'm happy with my life. Okay. So if this is what I want to pursue, I'm gonna do this. You like it, don't like it, that's your fucking problem.
Yeah, okay, you know? That's a pretty straightforward answer. What if that pakcik comes with a songkok?
All this would be a pakcik or makcik,
No lah, they usually will say stuff like that. Normal, very normal. So just to them, then let me.
Yeah, I guess you get quite a bit of that, right? That's why I asked, you say.
For me, it's just like, you know, let me answer that to God, lah, something like that, you know. Let me settle that shit on myself. You don't need to be the advocate for him. Yeah, so I'm that guy. I'm kind of that guy.
Okay, one more question I need to ask you is, how much does a tattoo artist earn?
On the average.
On the average, I would say,
I mean, I see you wearing a big gold watch there, so
I would say it is finally, like, if you do pay your taxes, definitely you can bring back 10k 12k. yeah, if you're really that good, really you can get it
a month,
a month, minus your taxes.
I should quit my job.
That's the shoot, man. Sheriff,
I mean, it's the in thing now, lah. I know like better artists than me, so more popular ones, they're like, wow, fully booked, full month, they charge 1 hour $200, $300 an hour, and a session costs like, a session lasts like 3 hours, 3-4 hours. Imagine how much they do earn on that one person.
So it's charged per hour and not design.
Yeah, so some people do that now. Studios will do that now. Hours or sessions, you know. So
does that count smoke breaks and chit chat?
Depends on the artist.
Since you bring up chit chat, while you are tattooing your customer, your client, what stories have you heard from them? What interesting stories?
A lot. I cannot say. Some really cannot say, man. a lot.
Damn.
I'm more like a therapist now, you know, like.
I've got that before, no? It's with barbers, right? Actually, you have a therapist barber, right?
Yeah. I told you what, in the other podcast with.
With whom? Who's that fucker that we spoke to? We forgot.
Anyway, okay, since okay, one story lah, at least one story lah. Come on, make our listeners happy.
I mean, it's just like
family, not a controversial one.
No lah, it's just like normal family stuff, that kind of thing. They ask me for advice. Oh, okay, maybe controversial lah. Maybe a bit hardcore.
I love hardcore.
I had one girl client, young lady. 16.
Yeah.
Boyfriend was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
Came up to me, get the tattoo done. So all this one, and she was like talking about how you handle, you know, being out of the house alone and all that stuff. So my client knew my background, my history. So I told her like, just do stuff like that. So apparently found out that she confided in me lah, that she was pregnant. 16. Pregnant. I'm cool. You know,
it's, oh man,
heavy.
Yeah, difficult.
It's
yeah.
heavy. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, family disown you, that kind of thing. So she was asking for advice and stuff like that lah. So yeah lah, that kind of thing lah. That's the kind of stories I get lah.
You must have heard a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, 7 years enough. A lot of shit.
What about those depressive ones?
Have. Yeah, a lot. So but they do for those like suicidal, maybe a bit depressive kind of clients, they do come to me like to get a tattoo done. It's more like for them it's a strength, you know, it's more like empowerment for them. You know, they feel happy, they feel good for
they want themselves. They want to look at themselves like every day and you know, like get that inspiration in the morning.
They don't feel like insecure anymore. So it actually helps for the tattoos, it actually helps them a lot more. So yeah lah, I think I see the good in the tattoos as well.
Have you watched the movie Memento? Or Memento or something like that?
Memento, if I'm not mistaken, but I haven't watched it yet.
You've not watched it yet? Have you seen that?
Sound familiar, I think maybe.
This
I
guy,
watched
he lost his memory and he tattoos things on his arms just to, or his body just to remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a good movie, man. It's in 90s or early 2000s, if I'm not wrong. You notice they always talk about the movies in the podcast, Nigel.
Maybe because we are movie buffs, I guess.
At one point in time, I remember those times.
So who's your favorite tattoo artist that you look up to?
Oh, right now, internationally, of course, Nico Hurtado and David Garcia.
What about that cat lady? What's her name? Kat Von something.
Kat Von, no, man, she old school.
Oh, really? Yeah? She's like not the in thing anymore.
She's not in, but I mean, she's more focused on the makeup stuff now.
Oh
yeah, her makeup business booming. So
I like this tattoo artist. He's the one that tattoo the Undertaker, Kerry King from Slayer.
Yeah,
I forgot what's his name. But yeah.
Yeah, we'll look it up, man.
Sure.
Actually, this is the hint for listeners to look up and to get this hidden messages that we have. Is it? It's
true. In every podcast.
Because I listen to podcasts and I listen to, like, for example, Joe Rogan or whoever that speaks on a podcast, and I always look it up. So it's always good. You don't just fucking hear this shit for entertainment, you see. So fucking wake up and Google and learn some things, you know.
So what's next for you, Tirana?
Next?
Mm-hmm. What's on the horizon?
Before we end this, of course, and you have to make your farewell speech.
What you want me to say?
Whatever you want to say, man. You can just curse someone or, you know.
Wait. Moving forward, what's next for you? I mean, is there
right
something
now,
that you have in plan?
I'm looking for an apprentice.
Are you looking at two, man?
He already said, right? He's going to quit his job, remember?
Yeah, I'm looking for a student, lah. So
you want a Jedi or a Sith Lord?
I'm looking for a Sith level.
Okay,
kind of
okay.
Shit.
Sith level, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the next plan now, lah. For now.
So apprentice is you want to expand your business?
No, lah. More like...
enslave someone.
No, like just to help me a bit with some of my stuff and also learn as well.
Sure.
Okay. Interesting.
So what's the last words that you have?
Wait, what advice?
Oh shit, again,
I mean, I need to ask, what advice would you give to up and coming tattoo artists?
Don't take up tattooing because you're going to spoil my business. How's that?
No, why go like that one? Up and coming, definitely get an apprenticeship.
What advice would you have for up and coming tattoo artists or people who want to go into this line, this trade?
Good luck.
The best of advice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It is a tough road up. It's a tough road up. Like if you went through any normal apprenticeship, it's tough.
Why is that?
It's just a rite of passage kind of thing. It's just tough. You get bullied every day. You get tortured every day. Like, you know, like every day I need to draw every day. I'm just drilling.
But that's how people persevere, you see.
Yeah.
Like, you know who David Goggins is?
Who?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Google that.
David Goggins. Yeah. And then you'll be like super motivated. I mean, not for your case, but I mean, even if it's there's bumps in your life, you can look up David Goggins. Because he helps me in one way or another.
Okay.
I thought I helped you in every way.
That's the other way. David Goggins helps in one way, you help the other way.
The left-hand path.
Yes.
So any last words, Mr. Tirana?
The piranha.
You want me to say last words? I don't know.
Maybe you just say you enjoy this podcast and you love talking to us.
And get all your followers to listen.
Thank you guys for today's opportunity. I really enjoyed the chit-chat session today.
You really do, huh?
Yeah, it's fun.
Fantastic, man. I had fun having you here. I'm sure
And we learned quite a lot about tattoo and the trade itself.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night, man. Cheers.